So, what was the decolonization of Rwanda and Burundi?
Well, to begin with, Germany came in around 1800s, and they began to separate two tribes named Tutsis and Hutus. And so that, they began to change their social structure, and they began to just basically separate the two tribes, which before they were pretty well together. And so, doing that, it caused a whole genocide. Like, Hutus began to kill the Tutsis, and it was pretty terrible.
And so, did any outside countries try and stop this action?
Yes, actually, the U.S. and IMR, they tried to prevent it from happening, which it kind of, it wasn't able to stop at all, but it was able to stop at least some people from dying. And then also the national officers who didn't agree with genocide, they tried to prevent it, but at the same time it helped and didn't help.
So, in the end, what really happened between the Tutsis and the Hutus?
One thing is, they still have discrimination against each other, and they have to get past over that hate that they had in the past. Yet they still, they don't have that relationship that they used to have.
So, do you have any final words?
I said something wrong. It's the UNAMIR, United National Assistance Commission for Rwanda Troops, and that was the people who prevented it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.